Next time, baby.
This episode of Less Than or Sequel To is brought to you by Rogue Industries, maker of the Rogue Wallet. These are front pocket wallets made of the highest quality materials and manufactured in the great state of Maine. For those listeners from away, Maine is part of the United States. That means these wallets are made in the USA. So go to rogue-industries.com today and check out all of their fantastic products. Enter the promo code SEQUEL for 10% off your purchase. Check them out today. Welcome, everybody, to Less Than or Sequel To. With you today is your host, Kevin, along with the other hosts, Chris
and Jim.
And Jim.
So today we are doing a movie that has no flaws, that is perfect in every way. And
its style is impeccable. Yep. It'll bite your ear off.
Yep. Its style is impetuous. It is Iron Man 2.
This movie's a piece of shit.
No.
No.
You're
terrible.
No.
Guys, stop the yell.
No.
Iron Man 2 is not terrible.
It
has some dumb shit in it, but it's okay because the movie is entertaining, and it is a... I'm going to say right off the bat, we don't even need to get through the review. I'm going to tell you that this movie is sequel to.
Yeah, well, thumbs up.
Do you guys...
Go watch it.
Do you mind if I take the lead on
this
one, then?
All right, thanks. This has been Less Than or Sequel To.
Do you mind if I take the lead on this one?
You want to flip
Please
the script?
Please check out our sponsor.
We'll flip it.
See you next
week.
Well,
before we get into it, I do want to let everybody know we are doing a contest for our sponsor, Rogue Industries, maker of the Rogue Wallet.
Mm-hmm.
These are front pocket wallets that have many options. There are
Let me see your front pocket wallet right now.
I will take it out.
Taking it out. What do you got in it? You got everything in it?
I got my license. I got my cards. Yeah. I got a
condom.
Check.
Tell
I got
me
a
this.
Deposit.
How are you liking the going front pocket?
I enjoy it a lot. I actually am noticing the fact that when I sit in my chair at my desk,
much more comfortable. Right?
It is much more comfortable. I can sit in chairs and I feel like both. I mean, you know, because both butt cheeks are making contact.
You're nice and even.
Yeah. Yeah. My butt feels a lot better. Yeah. I don't have butt pain as much.
Yeah.
So, well, we're doing a contest where we want you, the listener, to send in
your bad sequel ideas, basically. Yeah.
You're so bad it's good, perhaps.
Yeah. So pick a movie that really should not have a sequel and come up with a pitch for a sequel for that movie.
And, you know, honestly, you could pick one that should have a sequel, but just give us like a fun
doesn't.
Title.
Well, yeah, and here's an example that my wife gave us, Spice Space. The Spice Girls have conquered the world. Now these women in their 40s take off to space with Meatloaf as the pilot.
Yeah. See, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I would like to go see Spice Space.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. Just an email, and if you want to send it, well, you have to. Give us your name and address. We're not going to do anything creepy. I know maybe you're apprehensive because you think that we're creepers. We are not creepers.
No. Nope.
We have free wallets to give away. You can go to rogue-industries.com and check out the Rogue Wallet as well as their other products. If you want to buy something on your own, you can enter the promo code SEQUEL at checkout and get 10% off.
Yeah.
But if you want to send us an email, all you do is just send us your name, address with those. Actually, if you want to just send us the pitch, we'll contact you if we think that you are eligible to win a
Rogue
Wallet.
Yeah, like say Indiana Jones is an old guy and he is a kid and they have to go... And find some crystal skulls.
No, that sounds terrible.
Oh.
No one should. No one would ever make that movie.
Yeah, that would be so terrible that we might pick it.
Part time.
So.
Get us at less than or sequel to.
At gmail.com.
Yep. We're also kind of partnering with weebegeekspc.com, another podcast stuff, so you can get us there.
Listen to all their other shows. They are a podcast network that we are a part of.
Yep.
We also will eventually be dropping some articles, perhaps.
And yeah.
Columns?
Yeah. There's not really columns in the internet, but, it's a thing we write that is
blogs.
In...
They're blogs.
They're blogs.
Check out our blogs.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, Chris apparently has more of a problem with this movie than we do. So, Chris, I guess are you gonna bring us through? You're gonna go chronological?
Yeah, I have the unique perspective on this one.
You're gonna
I
go
think.
Chronological through this movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get cracking because I think that this movie, I'll tell you right off the bat that I think this movie fits into the Marvel Cinematic Universe pretty well, and I think that it sets up a lot of major things that have come up in both the TV and the movies in the future.
I think is an integral part of the MCU. And
you the best,
are
they're just the best movie.
Yep. It's Avengers is number two, Guardians is number three, and this is number one.
This is number one. Okay. All right. Okay. So I mean, the movie opens with the press conference or the audio from the press conference of the first movie.
Yes.
At the end,
we get a little bit of the TV.
Yeah. Which does not. I don't think it's the same as the actual press conference from the end of the first movie, but it's the
it's close enough that they did okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be. Yeah. So okay, so then we see Mickey Rourke. They're listening to it. Him and his dad are listening to it in Russia. And Mickey Rourke
Was that his dad or his brother?
Mickey Rourke.
They look the same.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke goes to his dad apparently, who looks 10 years younger than he is.
Well, he plays Ivan Venko. His dad is Anton Venko, who I believe is the Crimson Dynamo.
That's the name of the Dynamo in the comics. Yeah, and the first one.
Ivan Venko is a version of Whiplash.
Yeah,
and we'll find out that in this movie they just take both of them and mash them together into one amalgamous bad guy.
Yeah. So yeah, his dad dies during the listening to the press conference. Basically.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, great timing. Ivan is pretty irritated about it.
He has,
as we find out.
And then he goes.
They drink vodka together.
Yep. Yeah. So it basically goes to his workshop.
He immediately starts working on the arc reactor technology.
Yeah, an arc reactor. Oh, like a Russian knockoff.
Yes,
arc
Soviet reactor. Soviet era. Yeah. Well, actually, he has the Stark plans because it says Howard Stark and Anton Venko on the plans.
Yeah.
So let's say he has the American plans.
Right.
He's got the good ones.
Okay, so then we it cuts.
In Russia, reactor RQ.
In Soviet Russia,
the reactor will RQ. Oh, that's good. That was good. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
So it cuts to like a Howard Hughes part where... Tony Stark gets brought before Congress.
Well, I liked the fact that in the villain's whole like origin is before the title.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We don't spend half the movie with the bad guy.
Right. Then it goes bong. And then we see Iron Man 2.
Yeah. And then he's in the Senate hearing.
Yeah, he's in the Senate hearing with Gary Shandling
looking like he's got he's got 10 pounds of face stuffed in a 5-pound face.
Yeah.
I will give you a little bit of a couple points here, because I feel like they let them improv a little bit too much.
Yeah.
A couple jokes would have worked well, but they should have had a little bit more serious just to tighten the scene up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does tell Tony Stark to fuck off, or fuck you.
Yeah.
And I said that.
Fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you, buddy.
But before...
Hey, buddy.
So we sort of see... It's a really weird sequence, like the way that they do it.
No, we skip the expo.
The Stark Expo. Because he gets served with the papers at the Stark Expo.
Right, where there's more... We get more Favreau on screen, which is great. Because we really want to have as much Favreau
Happy
as
Hogan,
possible.
Happy Hogan should... This should have been Happy's movie.
I didn't mind that there's like more AC/DC in this movie.
Oh.
I just think that some of the songs were mispicked. Because he's showing up at the expo, which looks like a gala ball. So it should have been like, I've got great balls.
I've got big balls.
I've got, yeah.
It or whatever. It, yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy big balls.
They only do the Brian Jones, AC/DC.
Bon Scott.
But no, not Bon Scott. They don't do any
Brian
Bon
Johnson.
Scott. Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
Brian Jones is from Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they only do Brian Jones version.
They only do Brian Johnson. Yeah, AC/DC.
I like that.
And there's at the expo, there's like a short film he shows of his dad. And I just have to say, I love you, Roger Sterling.
Yeah,
it's Roger Sterling. Is great.
I just wanted him to not be dead, and he just comes out, and he just looks like Roger Sterling.
Yeah, he just nails everyone.
Yeah. Oh, he fucks all of Tony's girlfriends. He takes Pepper out back.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Pepper is. Gwyneth Paltrow is really...
She sucks in this movie.
Well, yeah, no, she does. She's not
and
trying...
I don't, yeah.
She also is... They have her on screen with ScarJo way too much, because ScarJo blows her off the screen.
Oh, wait, I've got some notes about that later.
Well,
some very specific notes about ScarJo versus Gwyneth.
My big pet peeve is that in the first movie, Pepper's a strong character, and then in this movie, she's just written... I mean, she's written poorly. She is complaining all the time. She does these like shrill yells. She's the epitome of just like annoying girlfriend.
Well, she becomes CEO and she's happy about it. And then she's mad about it while she's CEO because Tony's doing other things.
Yeah. And not then, doing and the CEO job and that she's supposed to be doing.
She's shouting at him like, oh my God, you're sick. Why didn't you tell me you're sick? I'm so mad at you. And then in the third movie.
He tried to tell her.
And in the third movie, she's back to being, I think, more of a strong character. Like, she wins the fight at the end of the third movie. So it's really, her character really dips to, like...
And she's great in Avengers, too. Like, she's the perfect, like...
Yeah, she has, like, one scene or two, but she, like, holds her own against him.
Yeah.
She...
Tony's trying to be... Tony's doing Tony things. Like, he's trying to weasel out of stuff, and she's like, no, you're doing this.
Yeah, she's like in this movie, she's just, like... She's like... She just bitches at him the whole time.
Yeah, and the other... And all the other iterations of Pepper, she's kind of like everybody's... Like somebody's cool wife, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Hey, I'm a cool guy and I do whatever I want. But she's got me, you know, she's got my number. She, you know, she knows what to do. She's the boss.
They just kind of made her kind of damsel-y and really shrewy in this. Yeah. And it just didn't ring true.
It's a problem with a lot of female characters in TV and movies where they just make them into they complain
and
against our hero.
Yeah. And that's what was rough is she was so strong in the other movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets served with the papers.
And then he's got
by Sue Storm.
Is that New Sue Storm?
Yeah. New Storm.
Oh, cool. New Storm?
Yeah.
Also, we also have to mention, too, that Tony has toxicity in his blood.
In the city.
In our city.
Yeah, so... this is really...
Iron Man!
This is a really cheap device they use in this movie, where they decided that, like, he's got these palladium chips in his reactor.
Palladium in the chest is painful way to die.
Yeah. That are poisoning him. So they have to put this, like, basically puts a timer on him all the time, even though he just has, like, a case full of it on his desk. But, like, he gets poisoned slowly by his arc.
Well, because it's
even when he's replacing
up.
It, it's still, like, there's a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
He's drinking that goop. He's drinking, like, chlorophyll.
Yeah. So
he's drinking
plant juice. I liked it. I do think that maybe it was a little unfocused. They could have put more on that.
I think they could have not done it at all.
I liked it because it let him, he starts thinking about his legacy. That's why he gives away the company.
That's why he gets drunk.
And it's something that it's harder for them to do. I sound like a nerd, but whatever. It's hard for them to do in the comics because everyone's perpetually like young and beautiful. You're not going to have a 32-year-old Tony Stark thinking about his legacy, but a man who's approaching his 50s will be thinking about what he's going to leave behind. And he's going to let his suits go to his friends. He's going to give away his company because he wants a name to survive.
He's checking out.
I think that...
He's cashing out his chips.
None of that was necessary
Iron Man movie. What would your
He shows up and he fights another guy in a suit, like he did in the first one.
Yeah, well, that was my point, is that I think that the palladium poisoning was completely unnecessary, and it was just like a cheap... Like, they added it in to get to the fighting the dude in the suit part and have some sort of, like, stakes
there. But it doesn't have...
I don't know.
By that point, the stakes are gone because he's created
a new element. Because Nick Fury comes in and takes care of it. And nothing that happens.
I think it
Nick
shows
Fury
that,
doesn't take care of it.
Well, he sort of, like, he's the impetus for him taking care of it.
I think it shows that despite his flippancy and stuff, there is a cost to being Iron Man. And he's grown enough as a person that he's willing to pay it.
Yeah, because it speeds up his... It's speeding up because he's using the suit so much.
But that totally goes away.
Yeah, when he creates a new element, which I will... When we get to that part, I have plenty to say about creating the new element.
Yeah,
he sings
Daddy wasn't there and he saves himself.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back. We've got the Senate hearing.
Yeah.
Where he is sort of inappropriately flipped. During the hearing. And Sam Rockwell comes
in. Wilson.
Yes. Justin Hammer.
Sam Rockwell
amazing.
Is amazing.
Yes.
And Justin Hammer, I will say, I didn't like this movie, but Justin Hammer, Sam Rockwell, fucking great.
Well, and they did a good job because Justin Hammer in the comics is kind of an old, sophisticated, like, company. He's an older guy. He wears a lot of, like, ascots and smoking jackets like Hugh Hefner. In this one, he's more of a contemporary to Tony's, like, the same age. Which makes it a lot better because he's also kind of like, he's the Hydrox to Tony's Oreos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, I'm a weapons guy. And admittedly, he makes weapons that must work because he got government contracts.
Yeah.
But whenever we see them, they're always hilariously like terrible.
Right, they're ripoffs.
Because he can run a company, but he's not a genius. Like Tony Stark's the whole package, and he's just part of it.
Yes.
Sam Rockwell, by the way, can you think of any movie that Sam Rockwell has been bad in?
No, he's always good.
He was an early contender for Iron Man.
Oh, he would have been a great Iron Man.
When he comes out at the expo and later on in the movie, and he's doing the strut, which apparently is how he gets into character.
The Average White Band song.
Yeah, when he's and he's doing that little dance. That's a dance that he'll do before the cameras roll.
They put that same dance in Charlie's Angels when he was in that, which is a bad movie, but he is amazing in.
Because he's amazing in everything.
Yeah.
Have you seen
that's
The
also
Sitter?
Was in another no,
he's got
John
a small
Favreau
role
movie.
In that but amazing again
that was in Swingers the John Favreau movie also the same song
yeah
and
it Sam
was
Rockwell
just like,
did the same dance
just a little wink Sam Rockwell wasn't in it but
I can't wait till we get to Happy's scenes Happy's
so I was super happy about Sam Rockwell being in this movie and Gary Shandling was pretty good in it too and then so basically Tony Stark wins the Senate hearing and Gary Shandling says fuck you to
fuck you
him.
Buddy
fuck you
like on hey, camera which yeah, buddy. I don't think it would really happen
it's all right
it was on C-SPAN worse stuff happens on there
they drop a little sword and shield reference it's like you get like you we thought we'd get in the shield but we get the sword or something like that or he mentions sword and shield not the agencies but he talks about it and I noted that because I was like that's a nice note, a nod to S.H.I.E.L.D., the agency, and S.W.O.R.D., which handles all the extraterrestrial stuff.
I want to get to the next scene.
I do like that.
Which had Scarlett Johansson.
Well, I just want to say there's kind of an in-joke with Rhodes shows up. I'm here, deal with it.
Yeah.
Because they recast him.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And it was...
Because Terrence Howard's a dick.
He's lost 30 pounds.
I know it's because there was a lot of like...
shorter.
I know it's because there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, but... Amazing job, Don Cheadle's so much better.
Yeah, Don Cheadle
Cheadle is way better.
Because he has a man's voice. Next time, baby.
At
the end of Iron Man, it's Terrence time, Howard baby. Wants to be next time, baby.
Next time. That was really creepy.
Because we rewatched Iron Man.
Wait. 1, 2, 3.
Next time, baby. We rewatched.
Why would anybody listen to us? Why would anybody listen to us talk?
My wife and I rewatched Iron Man before watching Iron Man 2, and the whole time I'm saying that, and she's like getting pissed off. And she's like, "Why are you doing this?" And then he says it. She's like, "All right, no, it was perfect."
Because Don Cheadle and Tony Stark also have much better chemistry.
Yeah,
they're like I feel like they're buds, and they could be buds in real.
Don Cheadle's way better than Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not if you talk to anybody from Fox.
That's true. Then Terrence Howard is the best thing ever.
Empire.
He's new Jesus. the next scene is Tony Stark is handing over his company to Pepper Potts.
Yep.
And Scarlett Johansson is there sort of take over Pepper Potts
Tony,
old job.
What are you drinking? Yeah, that's when she shows up when he's boxing. He's in boxing with Happy, and then she comes in an office outfit.
Yes.
Oh, and we get the boxing ring sultry eye.
Yes.
Basically, anytime Scarlett Johansson is in anything Marvel, I just go,
I don't particularly care about actresses being attractive on screen, usually. I won't go see a movie
that's not
like,
my deal.
Whatever, you know, like, it doesn't mean anything to me. ScarJo was the one... Like ScarJo as Black Widow is the one exception.
Yeah,
I was pretty happy she was in the movie.
Yes, I was also quite pleased.
Are we being chauvinistic?
Whatever.
I think we're just saying that we are mutually attracted to Scarlett Johansson.
Wait,
when she does things,
we're mutually attracted.
Yeah, because she's a big fan of the podcast.
We're mutually attracted.
It sounds weird, but
that does sound weird.
Both of us find Scarlett Johansson attractive.
Yeah.
She's okay.
She has her best Black Widow hair in this.
She just gave me a librarian look, which means
the long hair.
In Winter Soldier.
Tell my girlfriend about that.
Yeah.
I don't have a girlfriend. I have a fiance.
Don't tell
Can
my
you get
fiance
married already? That's such a gross word.
I'm not going to say fiance.
Fiance.
You're going to have one of two things, girlfriend or wife. You're not going to have an in-between.
Oh, what'd you do? Just be like, you were dating, and then you're like, oh, you're my wife.
That's right.
My wife.
You're my wife, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
That's a nice back rub. Fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
Because in Winter Soldier, she has long hair, but it's straightened.
Yeah.
And you and can see Avengers, how awkwardly like a, shaped her head is.
She has a, like an egghead.
It's again, I forget who else
you
had.
Shut your mouth.
I forget who else had one in a movie we talked about, but it's an upside down raindrop shape.
Oh, Dane DeHaan.
Yeah, she has a Dane DeHaan
oh,
head.
Oh, you fuck you guys.
She's a Green Goblin head.
Shut your mouth. She's Dana DeHaan.
No.
Diana DeHaan.
Yeah.
Whatever. There's a long road to take.
Yeah.
Across your true feelings. You take the long way around your true feelings to make that joke.
But no, her hair is good in this. I think that it, man or woman, you'd say, Scarjo's hair is looking good in this one.
Yeah, it was good.
I do like that there was a press junket or something and they asked why she looks so different in every movie, like with her hair. And like, she's a woman. That's what they do.
Yeah. Like, I'm just changing it up. So, are we going to take a little, you want to take a little pee-pee break?
Yeah, I think we haven't got too far into this movie yet, but we need to take a little
break.
But I
think we've established that Chris is wrong.
Because Chris is also obsessed with Scarlett Johansson and will not stop talking about her. Chris, put your pants back
on. Stand up right now.
Chris, where are your pants?
I can't.
Chris's pants are gone, ladies and gentlemen.
No one look at my transparent underwear.
His transparent underwear, if you shine it's okay now, but if you shine a flashlight, it goes right through.
Yeah.
You can see everything.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's frightening.
It's not good.
So, don't be frightened. Go pee. And listen to a word from our sponsor.
Hey, dummies. If you're listening to this, that means you have discerning taste. So go to rogue-industries.com to get yourself a Rogue wallet. We do a podcast about shitty second movies. This is an original first-run idea. This is a front wallet, goes in your pocket, helps out your back, makes it look like you have two dicks. rogue-industries.com, promo code SEQUEL for 10% off.
All right, let's speed this up.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Hey, Blades.
We were last talking about Iron Man 2 when he was...
Let's just get to the car scene.
Anybody? Okay, so he goes to Monaco.
Yeah.
Because he's realizing, like, I'm going to be dead soon. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah. So he decides to drive for the Stark driver at Monaco, which he would not be allowed to do.
It's his car. He can do what he wants.
Playboy billionaire. He can do whatever he wants.
Are you going to stop him?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to stop
him.
He'll repulse you.
Yeah, he'll repulse your face off.
Formula One are a bunch of bitches. They will take him down.
Well, you saw when they are a bunch of bitches because when he told that driver he's not driving, he throws his helmet like a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, France.
They would be disqualified. But anyway, he gets into the Formula One car.
I'd argue that he's a better driver and pilot than like anyone else in the suit.
Like in the suit, yeah.
Well, yeah, he has all that experience.
I'm sure he's
in the suit.
I'm sure he's driven race cars before. Yeah. He's a playboy billionaire.
Okay, well, so he goes. He's racing around, and Ivan comes out and
with no board
calls out
under the Brixton.
Calls
sun.
Out Rocky. Is that Guns of Brixton
that
you're talking about? Yeah. Nice pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
The fucking derailment, if you've ever heard one.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of dead air.
I specialize in.
Chris wanted to run this show and now he's just not gonna talk.
Yeah, I'm just distracted by the Clash reference. I did not expect it.
Hey, it's all right. This people can still see us, right?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Yeah. I did not expect it from the Alice in Chains Soundgarden fan over here to hear a Clash reference.
No one cares about our music taste. Back to Iron Man 2.
Okay. So they're racing around and Mickey Rourke comes out.
Hey, folks.
Fucking dumb.
He basically just like, he stole a jumpsuit or something we don't see, but then he comes out onto the track.
Yeah, he's dressed up as like work personnel.
Yeah. And he comes out onto the track and he decides to start like whipping Formula One cars with his Was arc reactor whips.
So him and Dad's
he's wearing
band.
Like a he's wearing like an exoskeleton thing with whips on it.
Yeah,
which, I did like that when it when
it's
the,
just burning
when
off
it
his
activates,
jumpsuit.
It gives him like a cool like God of War toga thing to wear.
Yeah,
whip it all night.
Do the whip. Yeah. So then, Happy and Pepper Potts are seeing this on the TV, and Happy decides that he needs to like drive the. Iron Man suit onto the track in his Bentley.
Yes.
Yeah. Which it, there is a lot of happenstance going on where how did he know Tony would be on the track? But I think you give him enough benefit of the doubt. Like he was just there to cause trouble and Tony happened to be racing.
Yeah. So he drives onto the track in his Bentley and he's driving opposite in the opposite direction as the Formula One cars that are driving 200 miles an hour that are like instant
he's
death.
White knuckling.
Wait, who's the bad guy in this?
I don't remember his name.
It's Whiplash. All right, keep going.
Okay, so Whiplash is just whipping cars in half. And he's like, these cars are going 200 miles an hour around him, and he's just like perfectly whipping them around.
Wait, what's he doing?
He's... whipping the cars around.
It's like if he had a pliable 20-foot lightsaber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. What's he going to do? Wait a minute. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to let it whip.
He's ghost riding the whip.
And he whips the... He is ghost riding the whip, really. And he's whipping the cars in half, and... Happy is driving up in the Bentley.
Yeah.
And he, Iron Man's car is coming by.
I'm fucking done.
Stop doing that.
Okay. I'm going to have to take control.
Okay, so Tony Stark's car comes by and Whiplash whips the front of his car off and it flips around.
Yep.
Tony Stark is not injured.
No, because his head is like inside the little roll bar.
Right, where like Ayrton Senna. The same thing happened to him, and he totally fucking died.
Yeah, but Tony Stark's like... Tony
he's
Stark's,
not half the man Tony Stark is.
That's true. Tony Stark is fine. He gets out, and sort of, like, Happy pulls up and is smashing Whiplash into the barriers.
I'm a little concerned at how Whiplash still has a pelvis.
Yeah. He's just, like, humping the Bentley into
the Bentley's into humping Whiplash. Him. The Bentley is having missionary-style sex with him.
Yes. I'm guessing he had more, like, lower half exoskeleton that we didn't see.
Ah,
I'm hoping.
Whiplash, who previously could whip 200-mile-an-hour cars around him, like, in half, is having trouble hitting anyone inside this car that's stationary in front of him.
Because his penis is an innie now.
Yeah.
He does, like, slice it right down the middle.
So Tony Stark gets out.
This is another thing where I talked about Pepper being such a like a loser in this movie.
Yeah,
is she's just sitting in the car screaming with the suit?
Yeah, it's like, why did she come?
It's like you faced down Stain in the last movie, like you were right there.
Yeah,
and you didn't flinch.
She's
like
why
this guy is not as bad as the Ironmonger.
Why didn't she throw
him the fucking suit?
Yes,
yeah,
throw
so
the suit out.
Even if Pepper Potts was completely. Stupid in this movie. She should know what Happy's plan was.
Yeah.
Driving to Tony Stark.
She tells him to go on the track.
Yeah.
She says, we gotta bring the suit.
Her arms and hands should still work.
So she seems confused when they're there by Whiplash and like what's going on. And she's not giving the suit to Tony.
Don't get it twisted. There are several times in this movie where Pepper tells police officers what to do. She tells emergency responders what to do. She's telling everybody. She tells Tony what to do.
The CEOs
she
can do that because of the 1% man.
I guess. But she can't take a box and throw it out of a door, even after that door has been cut in half.
Yeah. I thought that the Whiplash, like the effects, like the whips and stuff,
I liked
looked
it.
Really cool.
Yeah. Like, it was a cool design.
Like, I like the electricity, like, arcing into the ground and stuff.
When it cut stuff, too, like, when it cut things in half, I know it was, like, it's got to be CG, but it looked pretty good.
So, he fights... Just the two of them, like Tony without the suit, and him fight for like a second, and Tony doesn't die instantly.
Tony dodges.
Also, throughout all of this, he's been
dodger.
Hit by a car. He has not lost his toothpick.
No, he's fine. He's rolling around the toothpick.
Because cool dudes
in his
have
mouth.
Toothpicks. Because Raphael in Ninja Turtles
also had a toothpick.
Sports a toothpick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Good pull.
So everyone takes a break while Tony gets into the Iron Man suit. So yep. he like breaks out the thing. It takes maybe like what, 30, 35 seconds?
Yeah. To get it. He has a cool, it's reminiscent of the cartoon where.
Yeah, if anyone was a cartoon fan, like, you were having a great time at this
point. Well, when the box opens up, he sticks his hands in, it goes, and like the thing turns into his chest plate, and the thing comes up.
Yeah,
great.
Everything comes over. Like,
I liked it.
That part looks cool.
I thought it was like animated well. It just like everything went together really well.
Right, but Whiplash is taking a little break during this time, and not just fucking murdering Tony Stark while he's standing still.
His pee-pee has been pushed in, so he's waiting for it to pop back out.
He's waiting for it to be getting out again.
Yeah, his little peepus. He trans-turtled,
and he was trying to re-turtle.
Yeah. He blows into his thumb, and that makes his penis pop back out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Iron Man and Whiplash fight.
Yeah, they have a good fight.
And Whiplash does a pretty good job of kicking Tony's ass.
He's whipping him up. He's whipping him out, right?
Which I thought made a little bit of sense because he's so used to using like the computer to help him.
Yeah.
And so Whiplash is just, you know, he doesn't have a co-pilot or anything helping him out. He's just physically doing everything.
Right.
Human speed. So.
Yeah. So Tony does like a Jackie Chan kind of move and like wraps the whip around himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets closer and just like punches him out. And that's what, like, the end of he gets
I did
captured.
Like the sound when he's like firing extra energy through the whip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a cattle prod going off or yeah.
Yeah, I mean this like everything the effects and everything in this scene are cool and like the fight is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep. It's all pretty cool.
And
pretty cool.
So Whiplash gets taken to jail.
You'll lose.
And then for some reason they let Tony Stark go in and talk to him.
Well, because he's Iron Man.
Because of the one percenters, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because
he's super rich.
Because he's Iron Man. Iron Man has become like Team America World Police. Like,
he has no authority.
He doesn't,
there.
But he has the Iron Man suit. He's like, he's the number one superpower in the world, not America. Iron Man's number one. That's why they let him do this.
Well, I think the real reason they let him in there is so that they could explain the plot and how they have a relationship.
Because Monaco's the most expensive place in the world. So if a billionaire comes in and wants to do anything, they'll let him do it.
I think Tony Stark might not even have enough money to do whatever he wants in Monaco. He's not even rich enough for that.
I think he is.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not kill anyone, but they'll give him access to a prisoner.
Okay. So, well, I mean, he goes in, he talks to him, and pretty much nothing happens. I mean, he's just like, oh, well,
your
why
family
you kill
come
me?
From thieves.
Yeah. Your family are a bunch of assholes.
And butchers.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought, like, Crazy Rourke is always good.
He's only in here because...
Maybe kind of by the numbers, but...
I think he's in this movie because the wrestler had come out. And then they're like, oh, Mickey Rourke is back. And this is part of his comeback tour. Because they Iron Man 1 resurrected Robert Downey Jr. So now they're going to do the same thing with Mickey Rourke.
I actually like their quick little talk together, trying to like show each other how they're smarter than the other one. Like, oh, you should have doubled up your battery. Or And then he knows about the palladium.
Yeah, he's like, next time you should kill me better. So here's some tips.
And then I thought that kind of... That kind of sucked because that's really their only scene together.
Yeah.
Until the end, yeah.
And this is a thing like with Robert Downey Jr. in this movie. It's, you know, after Iron Man 3 where he came out and he said he hadn't decided if he was going to do any more Iron Man roles or anything.
He wasn't going to do any more ironing?
He was going to do any more ironing. He wasn't concerned with flat shirts or anything. Mm-hmm. And I think in this movie... He had sort of decided that he wasn't going to do any more Iron Man.
Oh, he's
going to
be dead.
Because
RDJ in real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
In real life. Because Robert Downey Jr. in this movie was not as good as he was in any of the other Iron Man roles.
Well, I know that he must have known he was doing more because he was locked in for the 3-picture deal.
He just seemed so, like, phoning it in this movie.
I think that's...
He was not as good as he was in 1 or 3.
I think it's because I don't think the script was as good.
Yeah.
Because Pepper also sucks.
Yes.
Everybody kind of sucks a little bit. But there are some really good moments.
The worst parts are the dialogue between Pepper
and Tony.
Like, they're so wooden and there's no chemistry whatsoever. Which is weird because in 1 and 3 there is.
Yeah. And also, I think that a lot of the best parts of this movie are when people are improvising. Like, obviously,
it also leads to some of the worst parts.
Yeah, it does.
Too.
It's a double-edged sword. But like at the very end, there's that when Tony and Pepper are on the roof, but then War Machine has been there like the whole time. And they have like this real like
two seals fighting over.
He's like two, yeah, and he's just like he's like, well, get out of here. And he's like, no, I was here first. I've been here. And like they have like a little like a real casual conversation. Like, oh, that was funny.
Tete-a-tete, if you would.
But also everything that Sam Rockwell does, a lot of that is punched up with improv.
Yeah.
So that's
except
great.
Sam Rockwell is amazing.
He is amazing. And when he says lines that are even when he says lines that aren't improv, like when he gets taken away by the cops. He just is so good.
He is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You give him the phone book and he's going to like give it his all.
He is so good.
I think that like Robert Downey Jr. was like, is back on the map and doing so well after the first one and Sherlock and stuff. Like, were they afraid to direct him?
Maybe.
Like,
shut up and say the fucking line.
Yeah. Favreau like, was just terrified of him.
You're a great actor, but you were a garbage junkie and we remade you. You owe us.
Speaking of Favreau,
like he doesn't know if he wants to do any more movies. Do not like heaps of money and legions of fans. Mm. Shut up, you monkey. Do your job.
Well, he was doing it to get more money from Marvel, which he got
because he's a butt.
Yeah, it's fine because he's still now he's going to be in movies forever, and I'm okay with it. It's a business. But we glossed over one of my favorite things, which is when Happy.
I really do love him, but he frustrates me.
When Happy, he's condescending towards Black Widow in the boxing ring.
Yeah.
And then he's like, don't turn your back. And then she almost rips his arm out of his socket and then gives him like a fucking hurricanrana and then it gets him in an arm bar. And I was like,
yeah. Oh,
and he goes, and then he's like, what happened? He's like, I fell.
Yeah. I'm of two minds of the extra Favreau in this. Like, I like the Happy character, but then I remember that he also directed the movie and I'm just like, oh,
there's another
really?
Small, yeah, a small.
Like, oh, you do Tai Bo, Booty Boot Camp?
Booty Boot Camp.
Yeah.
There's another small scene where he is now working for Pepper and they're in the office.
The best scene in the movie.
He's like, no. He's like, oh, I lost both the kids in the divorce. And then Happy looks at him. He's like, no, we're good. Yeah. like, oh, I love it.
He hardly even motions. He doesn't say anything. Just the look on his face.
He gives him a little thing like
such pure acting.
I don't think it was a we're good. I think it was like a cool it with the jokes.
Yeah.
Like she's not. She's not going.
I read
the
it
jokes.
Like
it was
he's
such
like,
a perfect. Come on, man.
I read it as a. He's like, oh, I lost both the kids in the divorce. And he goes, no, we're good. Don't worry about it.
No, I think it was...
we're still bros.
I lost both the kids in the divorce.
It was just like a dude not cool. Like, not right now.
Yeah. Really? That's how you read it? Yeah. I read it as him being like, no, we're still bros.
No, it was like a dude no.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote down...
This is interesting. Every time I've seen this, I'm like, I thought it was funny because he's being like, no, we're good.
No, it's still funny. He's just like giving him advice. He's like, no, not now.
That wouldn't be funny to me. Cool. They'd be like, no, we're still bros.
No, it's cool. It's like, jokes are not cool right now.
No.
Yeah.
I wrote down, like, lost both kids in the divorce. Happy does his, like, dude, not cool. Not.
Yeah, not cool.
I'm blown away because I had always just assumed that he was... Either way,
it's still hilarious.
Yeah, I think he was just like, now is not the time for jokes.
You
I
know
think
what? That's how multi-layered this movie is. You can interpret even minor things like that in two different ways. It's a rich textual movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no flaws.
Yeah. Okay. So
tell me about the flaws, Chris.
Whiplash is in the jail.
Yep.
And
he has no board.
They bring that other prisoner in, and he has the same prison number as him. So he just assumes, oh, someone's going to fake my death.
Oh, they're bringing Shawn Michaels from the WWE.
Yeah. So he kills that guy by smashing his face into stuff.
He knocks him out, but then he blows him up.
And then the guard comes by and leaves a haunted mansion key on the food hole.
It's like in his mouth.
Yeah, Monaco prisons still use haunted mansion keys. It's like a skeleton key thing.
It's one of those European prisons where they're all about like rehabilitation, not just punishment.
Oh, so they use haunted mansion keys?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so
it's all
the key
old
there.
Timey, and there's like cookouts and singing.
You can leave whenever you want, but only when you feel like you've been rehabilitated.
Well, okay, so he sticks the plastic explosives to the wall, I don't know where those came from.
The plastique.
He sticks that to the wall.
He gives it to him.
Who does?
The guard gives him the plastique.
It's on the tray.
He gets to enjoy the potatoes.
Okay, enjoy those potatoes. So he sticks it to the wall, and then he uses the haunted mansion key and gets out of his cell, and then he is walking down the hallway, and a guard, who like not a corrupt guard, is like, hey, you're a prisoner. You should probably not be out in the
hall.
He
runs away. Hey, Blade.
So
and then he snaps,
his neck.
And cashes the check.
So that doesn't really go very well for the faking your death thing, because his cell blows up with a dude in it. But
well, what are those other options? Getting caught. So he's got to do it.
Sure. But the cell blows up and there's a guard with his neck snapped in the hallway.
Yeah.
So how do they explain that? Because everyone thinks he's dead later.
Get Inspector Hercule Poirot, whatever. Was it?
Hercule Poirot?
Yeah. is that what is it? The A&E guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him in there. Or Miss Marple. Call her in.
Well, maybe the explosion freed some other prisoners and they can blame it on them.
Okay, maybe.
Shockwave twisted his head around.
All right. So, yeah, he escapes.
And who's behind the escape?
That would be Justin Hammer.
Everybody's best friend, Justin Hammer.
Yeah. Who is Sam Rockwell?
Justin
who
self
I love.
Tanner.
Every like
because his hands are so orange.
I love anything that Justin Hammer does in this movie because it's Sam Rockwell.
Where he's
it's my favorite part.
He's sitting down and they're in like an airplane hangar and he's eating. He flew in some Italian gelato.
He always eats dessert first. Yeah,
he has a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
He says he flew in Italian gelato from San Francisco. Monaco.
I had a problem with the table set up in there because Sam Rockwell.
Were the forks wrong?
No. Sam Rockwell does not play Justin Hammer as like an eccentric like mastermind. So it's weird that is what's happening there because
he thinks that he is.
Sam Rockwell and Justin Hammer in this movie are like just sort of they have like an inferiority complex to Tony Stark.
Yeah, he's doing what he thinks a badass billionaire would do.
But I'm not sure that he would like have the table and stuff set up there.
Well, he didn't set it up himself. Like they, he had
yeah,
all those,
I
like,
know he wouldn't.
Those
like,
other guys know. Those other guys know how to set it up. He's got those guys with tuxedos. They know how to set up the table.
You're seeming kind of like an apologist.
I feel
here,
like all the evil stuff he's doing because he thinks it's what he should do, or like
he's
what would
like,
look cool.
He's like a doofus.
He's like very, like Sam Rockwell said, he played it like he's very vain. That's why he is like orange and has, like his hands are orange because it's supposed to be.
I agree.
He wants to look good, so he's always like doing self-tanner.
I agree that like he would want to look cool, but I'm not sure that he would do that.
What Justin Hammer is instead of a billionaire, instead of an evil genius, he's an evil doofus who happens
and
to have billionaire resources.
In this scene, they're sitting down. Mickey Rourke already has another toothpick.
Well,
where did he get it from? I really wanted a scene where like a waiter comes over and places it in his mouth for him.
He just opens his
like
mouth.
Like that like servant butler, like rich person waiter. Yeah.
Also, Mickey Rourke has switches his character at this point.
When he's talking
about his bird, so he turns into like this menacing villain when he's talking to Tony. And when he's talking to Justin Hammer, he turns into like sort of like a like mentally challenged.
Well, he's
like,
playing. He's, well, because
he can
playing.
See that Justin's a doofus, so he's yeah. He's
straight
using
up.
Him.
He straight up plays Justin Hammer.
There's
like a
so
fiddle.
Much just fucking intricacies and subtext and just
yeah.
Oh my god.
No, he does because Justin Hammer.
You know what? You sons of bitches! Like
well, I'm sorry.
I don't like this movie, and you guys have. Have like written your own script around it.
No, it's the, to make it's the movie that I watched
for this bullshit movie.
It's the movie that they made that I saw with my eyes.
You know
eyes.
What? Bullshit. Both of you.
He doesn't change his character. He does this. He shit talks Tony later on.
You guys are writing pages of bullshit.
You can't even
I took to like
apologize.
Two,
you can't
for
even
this
comprehend
I took, like, two notes.
Everything that's going on in his mind. He's a fucking
this
genius.
This is not. What happened in this movie?
And then
guys,
later on,
we're
they,
talking about
later
it.
On, they get to the United States. I did have to say, though, is he a Russian Johnny Depp? Because he has so much fucking swag going on all the time.
He is probably the swaggiest bro that Russia has ever produced. Because they do. At one point when Justin Hammer's mad
I've
that
got
he's not
beads and necklaces and toothpicks.
He does. He's like puka shells and shit. But there's one point where he's being like, I'm pretty sure that Mickey Rourke has the biggest dick in the room at all times. Because when Justin Hammer comes in and he's like, take his pillows, take his bird, and he's like, take his shoes. Mickey Rourke's just sitting there, just like grabbing his dick, being like,
yeah.
And he takes his shoes and he just like lets his legs flop, like he doesn't give a shit.
I got something you can take, man.
Hey, you take my shoes.
Take my package.
I give you
in
something
your face.
Else.
You know what?
Fuck
you
both
can,
of you guys.
You
take shoes. You also take my
you guys
dick.
Have I clearly love... written an entire
we're
separate
talking about
movie.
We're talking about
this movie.
Probably the second best scene after Happy's like dude not cool nod is when Hammer hires
Mickey Rourke to like make him Iron Man suits, and he makes him drones instead.
Mm-hmm.
And Hammer takes like the head of the drone off.
You can't fit your head.
And
in.
He's like, and he's trying. Yeah. And Hammer's going nuts. Like, this isn't a helmet. This is. He's like, see, Jack, try to put your head in there. It doesn't fit. And he's like,
and Jack's trying to put the little he's thing. Like, he's like, I'm he's wearing sorry, like a hat. Sir.
Yeah.
We do have, and then I think, are we at drunk birthday party?
I think that's where we
almost,
are.
Almost. We're almost there. There's another ScarJo scene, which is great.
Yep.
but then, yeah, it is the drunk birthday party. And the practical Iron Man suit looks like shit.
It looks like a little kid's.
Like it looks like it's suit. Made of plastic. Because it is.
Yeah.
I do like that they use this as a kind of a nod to Tony's drinking problem from the comics.
Yeah, the he has demon a, in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a famous like run where he's struggling with alcoholism.
No.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you guys. This is not.
There is. Like,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can't...
No, I'm not saying there isn't. This is not a nod to anything.
Yeah, it is. It's straight up.
He's
is.
Just you know, depressed because he's going to be dead.
Kevin.
And he's drunk at a party.
Kevin, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass to right now.
Oh, RIP DJ Adam. Was Dead it Adam Stein. Weiss? Yeah, Adam Goldstein.
Goldstein.
Yeah. Yeah. RIP DJ AM. Just want to say, when I saw him on there, I remembered him that he died of a drug overdose.
Who died?
Like, DJ AM.
I thought he died the in DJ... the plane crash with Blink 182.
I thought he died of a drug. Wasn't he on drugs?
Wait, Blink 182 is not dead.
No, but he died in the plane crash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it a plane crash? I thought it was drugs.
Unfortunately, I think Hoppus survived.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
I did like when he's blowing shit up at his party. He's like, they want the Gallagher. And he blows up the water.
Yeah, that is funny.
That is like, she wants the Gallagher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, D-Jam, who was a Red shit. Tube
sponsor.
Yes. Chris knows all about Adam Goldstein. Because of his red
tube. The suit looked fine.
Mm-mm. No, it did look kind of.
Don't give Chris.
It was too bulky.
Don't give him any leeway, Kevin.
And it looked like plastic.
Did he die? Worked with Adam.
Who cares?
He's dead.
No, I know he's dead.
Who cares?
I want to know how the motherfucker died.
He fights with Rhodey.
Oh, he was addicted. He was addicted to crack cocaine, and then I think he got better.
And the War Machine suit looks great.
Yes.
Even the practical one, it looks good.
You know why? Because everything looks good when a black guy wears it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he wears that suit way better.
He does, yeah. Yeah,
he's
so,
filling out the pants section better.
Also, he just steals it. And the movie and Rhodes in the
Yeah, died in a plane crash.
No, apparent drug overdose.
Hey.
Asshole.
Hey.
I'm looking at it.
Hey.
DJ AM died of a drug overdose.
Let's talk about this movie.
Oh, you're right. He was in a plane crash, though.
Yeah, at one point.
But he didn't, like, right before his death.
Yeah, he got sad about there the plane crash.
I had a big problem with this movie.
No shit.
With Rhodes, where he just steals one of the suits
mm-hmm.
and feels totally cool about it.
Well, yeah.
Like, he's totally justified about just stealing a dude's thing.
Well,
like,
Tony's gone off the rails.
Because they're best friends.
Yeah, they're best friends, but like, how much does an
and
Iron Man
friend
suit
ain't
cost?
Acting right? He's got a
well, because Tony's gone off the rails. He's not the whole thing is he needs he's there to get Iron Man back on patrol, and Iron Man is in no position to go back on patrol and be like, hey, because he's the nuclear deterrent, as he puts it.
Yeah.
So Rhodey's like, there needs to be something. There needs to be an Iron Man out there. So I'll take this Iron Man suit because Tony is fucking not in. He's not in. Any condition to do anything.
I understand that. But so he goes to he's best friends with Tony Stark.
But he's also a member of the United States military.
I know. He goes to Tony Stark's party.
Yeah.
Tony Stark is drunk in the Iron Man suit.
And being a dick.
He starts doing some dick stuff. Okay. Which is not cool. I agree. But then he goes.
We're getting him.
Hey. He goes every now and then you get too drunk and you do some dick stuff. It's okay.
Shut your mouth. Okay. He goes to.
Shut your mouth with the dick stuff.
Yeah.
He goes
down in your mouth.
To Tony Stark's basement where he keeps all his Iron Man suits.
Yep.
He steals an Iron Man suit, comes up, fights with Tony Stark in one of Tony Stark's Iron Man suits.
Tony starts the fight.
No, he doesn't start the fight.
Tony starts the fight.
You know, you could say Tony like throws the first punch.
Which would start the fight, yeah.
But Rhodey went down to Tony's basement and stole some of his shit and then came up in the Iron Man suit.
Well, because no one can match Iron Man if they don't have an Iron Man
suit. Well, and here's the thing, though, is that they say later on...
Thor could do it.
There are redundancies to keep that from happening. Tony could have stopped it if he wanted to, but part of him knows he's out of control. And Rhodes has been on his side up until now.
That's like if you have a friend...
Bro, dude, you're bringing home a grenade. I gotta stop you.
It's like if you have a friend that has a problem... And he comes over to your place and like maybe he steals, he's like sleeping over and he steals some money from you and then leaves.
The suit's like, not money. Before you get up. This is different.
I'm just saying, and like maybe that guy has a problem. Like you wouldn't call the cops on your bud because he stole something from you.
It's like if your friend had a drug problem and you took his drugs away. Tony Stark.
You wouldn't do that.
You should.
Well, maybe.
Because you don't want him to be like DJ AM and die.
Yeah. Well,
so you should, DJ Adam Goldstein's friends should have taken the drugs away from him. He'd still be alive right now.
So he
making
takes,
more Iron Man cameos.
Rhodey takes the Iron Man suit from him.
He could be in the Avengers Tower, just the official DJ.
And then gives it to fucking Hammer to fuck around with.
Because that's not his choice, though.
He has
Hammer has government contracts.
He seems pretty... in on
because he even dissuades the Major from like from looking at the technology.
He's like, oh, does this power?
Well, they have Hammer come and then he's like, I'll take all of it.
It's Hammer time.
Bah, 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 bah.
But Rhodey takes the arc reactor out of the chest so that Hammer doesn't know how to power the stuff yet.
You know,
there's just fucking wheels within wheels,
it's
bro.
Not, it's and not
you
cool.
Can't keep
this
up.
Is a it's a, like an onion. You peel
you
it.
Motherfuckers.
You peel it. There's another layer. You peel it again.
You
another layer.
Goddamn sons of bitches.
You peel it. Guess what?
Oh.
There's another layer under that more
Victor!
Iron Man.
Victor! Victor!
Oh, you're clipping everything.
Ah!
You're making my
it's
ears
just,
bleed.
It's just I did like it the come out in the recording.
I did like the Rockwell weapon sales though. Like it's so douchey.
Actually,
and lame,
I totally
but he sells it.
I yeah. completely loved the Rockwell.
If
weapon
anyone
speech.
Else had done it, it would have been just stupid.
Like he had the little missile.
He
like
can
a cigar.
Sleaze it up. Yeah.
I like the very
the Cubans
end where he sniffs it like it's yeah. a cigar under yeah. his nose. Oh, that was great.
And at the payoff of that is at the end when War Machine uses it and
it
does absolutely
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
And then.
It's like, goes, it's like Belgian. They make more than waffles.
Yeah, they make more than waffles. But no, he because that's another thing where there are deleted scenes where Rockwell is just riffing on that scene for like yeah. forever.
But before
I'm sorry. I do like. I just want them to come up with
and should use, be sorry
and use the code names. But I cringe when they like drop it.
You want to be the so War Machine?
Yeah, you want to be the War Machine?
Huh?
The War Machine.
Yeah. Which obviously he does because in Iron Man 3, War Machine rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. War Machine rocks all the time.
Yeah.
So,
this is when he goes to Tony's Donuts.
Yeah.
After the party, he's just chilling in the donut, eating donuts.
So, yeah, Nick Fury comes. And Nick Fury has not been totally established in, like, the Avengers universe yet.
He shows up in a post-credit scene of Iron Man.
Yeah. So, Nick Fury in this is super Sam Jackson-y.
Yes.
He's, like, super loose, and he's super cool. Like, way cooler than he is in the Avengers. Like, he's, like...
I don't know if I'd say he's cool. I think he's the realest dude you'll ever meet.
I'm the realest dude. I'm the realest person you're ever going to meet.
Fuck you, James. All right? Fuck you.
He does. I did like that. He's like, I can't tell. He's like, I'm a little hungover. I can't tell if you're real or not. He goes, I'm real. I'm the realest person you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
Yeah. It's, and he drops all kinds of Sam Jackson lines. And I think that the.
He talks about the path of
the
righteous
shop
man.
With them in the donut shop, like up against the window, is a total Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Drop.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
And,
another ScarJo
and then
scene.
back at his house.
The booty
back at
widow.
Tony's house with the two of them. He's just like lounging back and he's got his like pop belly with this Nick Fury belt over.
He's like
it.
A fucking 65 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just, all right. He looks fine. I'm
no,
buying him.
Nothing against him. I'm just saying he's like super loose.
Yeah.
He's like chilling, cool he's Sam Jackson.
He's what we would say he's chilling like a villain.
Yeah.
He is chilling like a villain.
Like he's yeah. And he's in somebody else's house that's wrecked. He's just like, good thing you still got this patio furniture.
I did love he's like because and they talk about Howard Stark, Roger Sterling, and Tony's all butthurt about Dad not loving him.
Yeah,
and Cats in the Cradle is playing in the background. Yeah.
And Tony's like, "You didn't know him like how I did.
Well, I guess you knew him better than I do."
And Nick is like, "Yeah, I did, motherfucker."
Yeah, yeah, he does. He just shows it right in his face
with a sweet deadpan. I did.
Yeah,
I did.
And like gets up and walks away.
Yeah,
like,
then they bring the crate out. and he's looking at this stuff, and then Tony Stark, who had earlier had like a transparent smartphone,
yeah,
amazing miracle machine
that took over everybody's TV sets,
was suddenly like doing stuff on like on a fucking like 10-year-old Palm Pilot.
Well, there's also another point where he's got
he was really drunk the night before and he dropped it in the toilet. Deleted scene.
Oh shit.
Well, he does have later. He does have the thing, and he's like, doo, doo, doo. He's got a stylus, and he's like doing shit on it.
Yeah.
So that is weird. Like, why he's like, you know what? I couldn't find my it's charging.
I couldn't find my miracle machine.
It's charging.
So here's this thing.
It's in the charging dock.
Yeah.
So now I'm just gonna use this legal pad.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this like Palm Trio to do everything with.
So we.
And I do think that like Tony being creative, working in the lab is always fun.
I like Tony doing science things.
There's this scene,
yeah,
like when he's watched the film with his dad, which
when the dad starts talking
which
to him,
I thought it was Roger Sterling. Always good, yeah.
And he's like, the greatest thing I ever created,
Murray,
was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's good. Dad feels. But then my favorite scene in the movie is when he goes to the strawberry vendor.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, are you Iron Man? He goes, sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, are you Iron Man? Sometimes. And he's trying to get the strawberries, and he gives him his watch because he doesn't have any cash.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to hand it to him, and he goes, no, I don't like it when people hand me things.
Well, because he's done that throughout all the movies and in Avengers, which I started picking up on in this movie.
And does he do it in the first movie?
I don't remember.
But then he starts to drive off.
I thought it started in this movie because he's like worried about getting sick, or
maybe.
Well, whatever. The guy puts the strawberries in the passenger seat, uh-huh. and then the Mexican, it's like a Mexican guy.
How do you know he's Mexican, racist?
Because he has a Mexican accent.
Oh, you mean like any Spanish man?
Yeah. And he says, are you Iron Man? And he goes, fuck off, and then drives away.
The line he says is sometimes the feeling behind it is, fuck you.
Wait, he doesn't actually say fuck off?
No, he says sometimes.
No, he says fuck off.
No, he says sometimes. Is this
movie PG-13?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't say fuck off.
It's PG-13.
I think he says fuck off.
No, he doesn't. He does say, yeah, sometimes.
He says,
no.
He says sometimes.
No, he says fuck off.
No, you're retarded. He says sometimes.
Nope. He says fuck
off.
No,
you're insane. You're insane if you think that Marvel would have Tony Stark tell some poor vendor on the side of the road to fuck off. For no reason.
Are you Iron Man?
Fuck off. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind?
That's what he says.
You are insane. I can't believe you think that they would have the tent pole of the Marvel Universe at that time.
Yeah.
Iron Man is it. Like, they had the Hulk movie in between. Iron Man is it. This is before Thor and Cap. And Iron Man starts the Avengers, and he's gonna tell some poor Mexican man to fuck off.
This is the first appearance.
Yes. Asking if he's Iron Man, yes. Which he is.
He does.
This is the first appearance of the Tesseract. Howard's notes.
Oh,
I mean, there's so much hinging on this movie. He's not gonna tell a sweet old guy to fuck
off.
Wait,
this movie came out before First Avenger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did it?
Thor came out after this, and then Cap 1 came out after Thor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he says fuck off.
No, you are wrong.
Okay.
He says like just take it sometimes because he doesn't want to take his like watch at first.
He goes back to the office and he has an exchange with Pepper Potts. That's where we get the like
the not dude cool, not cool.
Not do not cool look. which Kevin doesn't understand. But
I think you guys are wrong.
So he seals the map, like
the diorama.
Yeah, the diorama thing. And he takes it back. And then, for some reason, he's got it in his convertible. And he's driving it back. And then he blows dust off it when he gets it set up. Like, how is all that dust still fucking on
all
it?
That, like, you know, canyon dust.
How did he get it down into the car?
Yeah.
How did he drive that with it?
Step by step. Day by day.
In the car.
Day by day.
It's in the car in separate pieces, like, sticking way out.
Yeah, but how did it not... blow out like do you
all
see
the dust
well no
do
you see the
it.
Angle that it's at, it would catch all of the wind on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yes.
And it would fly out of his convertible,
the PCH.
Yes.
As Coulson calls it.
No, Rhodey calls it the PCH.
Rhodey
says,
oh right, you're
the,
right,
the
you're
army's
right.
Gonna come roll up the PCH and they're gonna take your suit.
No, Coulson is cool in this movie.
Coulson is cool.
Yeah,
he's cooler than he is in the first season of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
first half of the first season.
Yeah, because he mentions having to go to Arizona
to
so Thor
place.
Comes right after this.
New Mexico.
Whatever.
I'm just like fact checking motherfuckers left and right.
Don't treat me like I'm Chris.
He doesn't go to Tahiti.
He doesn't go to Tahiti.
To a magical place.
So he goes back. This is
a shitty show.
This is the part.
Don't you love that show?
Second season of
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
No.
I heard from Kevin
that
you hate Arrow and Flash, but you love S.H.I.E.L.D.?
You told me that it was like...
I don't love S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, it was...
You told me that it was great and that you liked it.
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes. You said it reminded you of fucking Firefly.
Yes, it did...
You said, oh, it's Firefly, but it's this fucking Agent Coulson.
The first three quarters of the first season were incredibly shitty. And then it started to get pretty
Have you watched
awesome.
Any of the second season?
No.
Which is great?
Straight up phenomenal.
The last quarter of the first season, I thought was great.
It picks up and gets better from there.
It started to get a Firefly feel, which gave me warm cockles.
Yeah, except that it came back for a second season.
aside from that, yeah.
So, But yeah, this is actually the part of the movie where I would agree with you.
I took your stuff. How's that make you feel?
Yeah.
That was my favorite Hammer line.
So you were enjoying the Hammer time.
I do enjoy the Hammer time. The Hammer time is my favorite part of this movie.
Oh, but this is the one thing where I the only problem I have with this movie, the major problem, I guess I should say, or the biggest problem is Tony Stark's dad discovered the atomic structure for an element that doesn't exist, which just so happens to be the one element that will make Tony Stark's heart be okay.
Yeah. Also, well, let's talk about
I think that's a little bit weird, but they do mention in the first movie that the arc reactor was more of a publicity stunt. Like, it wasn't completely finished.
So he's working there on was powering more, the arc yeah. reactor with yeah. that element. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the
this more sense that
again,
this makes.
More layers...
Let's talk about
Iron Man 2 is like an ogre.
Many subtle levels.
Let's talk about the palladium graham cracker that his core runs on. Okay, like in the first movie, there was no body poisoning palladium graham cracker.
Well, it's been 6 months since then. He didn't
know
it.
You see how fast Tony Stark's tech develops?
His mind is like a laser.
He develops it into a thing that will poison him slowly.
Well, because he needs something to power.
He's tried every permutation of every known element. We don't know that he started out with palladium. He just got there because it's the safest.
With the changeable palladium cores that are poisoning him is a bullshit artificial like timer that they're putting on the movie. Don't look at me like that. Like the
you're just scared to confront your right. own mortality like my hero Tony Stark
Stop
isn't.
Giving, you're giving me the I know you're right, but I'm going to make up a thing that's going to piss you off like reason instead.
I make up nothing. You're trying to take apart
you know
the
what?
Citizen Kane of our time.
You know why I don't like this movie? Because you couldn't make a flying suit that you could shoot repulsor rays out of. It's totally unrealistic.
No, that's not my problem. It's inconsistent.
You can't have an Iron
it's
Man.
It's inconsistent in its own universe.
You just can't have an Iron Man. It doesn't make sense.
Iron Man did not have graham crackers running his shit in the first movie.
They only turn into graham crackers when they come out.
They only turn into graham crackers in the second movie where he needs a timer to have some sort of like impetus to actually do something.
He's obviously done a lot of work in that 6 months.
So this one...
He has his first cave suit back. He's reclaimed that. He has it in his showcase.
Right, so he revised
he has the Mark
it
one,
to...
He has the Mark II.
Poison him.
I mean, I can't argue with fools, okay?
I'm on board. I'm fine with you. I think that this movie is fun, and it's...
Sorry you can't infer anything. Obviously, in that 6 months that's passed, he found out there was trouble with the heart piece.
Okay.
He's tried every element. Palladium's the least toxic one, but it's the best thing he's got, even though it's still toxic.
Okay. You guys are dicks, but okay, next scene.
This movie's an A plus.
He makes a new element, but they drop the cap shield.
Should I call 911 to have them send a wambulance over here to pick you up?
No. I think we should take another break.
Okay.
To hear from our sponsor.
Oh, Rogue Industries, maker of the Rogue Wallet.
That's the one.
Where could I find information on the Rogue Wallet?
Rogue-industries.com.
Not .org or .edu.
No, fuck com. Those.
Commercial.
Yeah. It's com.
American. Business.
They beat him to it.
Capitalism.
Yes.
So take pee break, everybody.
Yes.
Come back.
We will be back.
With my bird.
Comrades.
Grab your bird.
Hey peers, let's talk about Rogue Industries. These people have changed the face of wallets forever with the Rogue Wallet. These are front pocket wallets designed especially to fit perfectly up front. Rogue Industries had the guts to say hell no to big wallet, and so should you. Made of a variety of materials, wood, leather, wood, even salmon. You can find them on rogueindustries.com. That's rogue-industries.com. Enter promo code SEQUEL and get 10% off your entire order.
Hey, we're back. I'm glad that we're here and that everybody's been listening to us openly and hostily fight.
With hostility.
Yep. With Eli Roth and Hostile. So are we at the expo?
I think we are when Hammer unveils everything.
All right, yeah, so Hammer comes out to Average White Band.
Yeah, doing his sweet ass jive walk,
which I think is a Swingers reference.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'm good with it.
That's Favreau. Did I mention that on air?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a Favreau reference.
It is a Favy.
You're probably wrong about that, as you have been with everything about this movie.
Stop trolling. Yeah, I do not want another fight. Cut it out.
Okay, so Jarvis prints out a new suit. Instantly for Tony
he 3D prints a suit for him.
Yeah, he just makes a new suit. Even though in the first one it took 5 hours.
And in every Iron Man movie, is there ever a suit that's been fully tested and ready?
No.
Because it seems like he's like, so we haven't tested this. None of his suits are ever ready.
No. It's like he tests them.
Skip the gold paint and the spinning rims.
I think the suit was fine, but they weren't sure how the battery would work with it.
Oh, the power. Yeah. Well, when he plugged it in, he came in his pants.
Yeah!
Coconut metal
they go to the expo, and spoiler.
I did like the triangle thing, because that reminded me of the Iron Man I knew as a kid.
Yeah, you did have the triangle chest piece.
Whiplash is in control of everything, including War Machine.
Don't do it.
I was going to play Dad's Band again, but I won't.
And yeah, there's a big fight, and they fly around, and nobody dies.
I did like that when War Machine pops up, they call it the Variable Threat Response Battle Suit, because that's the name of that model of armor in the comics. So they just took that, just a little Easter egg.
Oh, thanks.
And you know,
just go egg hunting.
It gears up in this movie where it's now Iron Man fighting fucking big Iron Man suit.
Robots or
Iron Man suit. So it's the same as the first movie.
It's the same.
First, he has to make it through a ton of drones, though.
Yeah, which were just all diet Iron Men.
Which your buddy Joss ripped off.
My buddy Joss?
Yeah, you're all Firefly Boner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, let's see, in Age of Ultron, let's fight a bunch of drones. No one's done that yet.
What does he fight at the end of Avengers?
Oh, a bunch of alien drones. No one's done that yet.
Well, you know what? Fucking Avengers is transcendent above the rest of the Marvel movies.
Avengers couldn't exist without the foundation this spectacular movie lays.
Iron Man 2 lays a lot of the foundation.
You mean like the bullshit add-in S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff that they put in the Marvel movies?
Whom you're all boned up over. Fury, who's amazing. He's the realest dude you're ever going to meet.
You know what? Black Widow... Or as played by Scarlett Johansson, requires no introduction in my book, okay? She could show up in any movie. She could show up in True Detective, and I would be like, you know, that's fine.
She's not in True Detective? She should be.
She should be, yeah. She should be in all movies.
Hanging out with Colin Firth and...
Colin Firth?
Isn't Colin Firth in this next one?
No, that's the other Colin...
it's Colin Farrell.
Quinn.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Quinn. And the whole Tough Crowd crew.
Yeah, Colin Quinn. His career rising like a phoenix from death is.
Yeah.
Well, Tony Stark says that never has there been a greater personification of a phoenix.
And again, story just more him. Just more metaphor and allegory and just another layer.
this has been by far the weirdest and most openly hostile podcast that we've ever done.
Yeah, you know what I have to say about that?
Because
fuck you guys.
Stop clipping my earphones.
Fuck you.
I hate your guts.
Yeah?
I'm going to make Big Dog bark at you.
You make me vomit.
You guys.
Dear Darla. You make me vomit.
You know what the problem with you assholes is?
We're right.
If somebody makes something out of a comic book, you fucking like it.
Oh, yeah. Like, Man of Steel was so, like, we talk about, I apologize for that all the time, except that I said it was a C+.
Yeah. C+ is an apology for that movie, because that movie's a piece of shit. Yeah. He's shrugging.
I don't know what to tell you.
Uncontrollably right
this
now.
This movie was fun, and I had fun watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, guys.
All my notes are basically, like, me just saying, like, what's going on in the scene so I can keep track.
This movie feels like it's the too long end of another movie.
He also, Tony Stark needs to fight off a hemorrhoid attack.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, they make that joke in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what, he fights off a hemorrhoid attack.
Yeah. You know what? This movie feels like if Peter Jackson had made Iron Man and it needed to be 3 hours long. This is the extended
Peter Jackson
cut. This is
Return of the King? Is this Return of the King?
Yeah.
Where
this
it has
is
six
the
endings?
Extended Peter Jackson cut of Iron Man 1.
This one note that I had towards the end where they're having the big fight scene, and they do, I guess, Spider-Man 2 ripped off this one because there's a little kid with an Iron Man mask and glove set.
Yeah.
And this giant drone is there, and everyone's running around for their lives, and this dumbass kid stands in front of the drone and raises his hand to it as if he was going to fire a repulsor at it.
Yeah.
And then the robot is going to turn him into hamburger.
Yeah. At least the kid had a reason to be there because it was the expo thing.
I guess.
He didn't just like wander out to be a douchebag.
Oh, well, yeah, because Nerd Kid in Spider-Man just fixed his fucking pinmill, and then he goes, oh, well, now I'm going to go fight the rhino. Who's shooting machine guns and screaming like crazy rushing things. Rushing.
He's in a real hurry.
He's from Russia.
I forgot that they introduced the Black Widow zapper things in this movie.
Yes. Her stingers.
Yeah. So those were good. Her fight scene was good.
Her fight scene where she goes in and takes out all the guards and Happy's...
I love Black Widow.
And Happy's fighting the one guy and Happy's having like... He's got his hands...
Which I thought was interesting because he bites the guy's ear. So he is dirty boxing.
He's a Mike Tyson. Yeah.
He criticizes Tony Stark for dirty boxing.
Yeah, good
dirty
boxing. He's not new. Yeah.
Happy is...
A dirty boxer.
You know, it's because John Favreau is super into boxing and like all that like bullshit Hell's Kitchen stuff, which is not bullshit by itself, but like John Favreau being into it is bullshit.
So for all of our listeners in Hell's Kitchen,
Nelson.
Chris is telling you that all that you know and are is bullshit.
I'm just saying that like California douchebags hijacking it is bullshit.
Is he from California?
Well, he is now.
Well, no, he's not. He can't be from some other place now.
My biggest criticism is
you look it up.
I am.
Is it the final fight with Vanko should have been longer? It feels
Is that his Russian name?
Yeah, that's his last name.
Vanko should have been longer.
Yeah. No, because he just shows up in his suit, and then like it's 5 seconds later, and he's dead.
They like Voldemort.
So they should have
Harry Potter Voldemort.
They should have changed scenes and done something a little bit different.
Flushing, Queens, New York.
He was from Queens?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's legit. Legit as balls.
Fuck him still.
So let me ask, and as I was watching this, because I was fresh off of Daredevil, I kept getting like the character of Happy and
Foggy
mixed up. Like I wanted it as like they're interchangeable to me. Yeah. Oh. So I wanted John Favreau to be Foggy Nelson.
Foggy is the
worst
part.
I'm your bodyguard. I'm also your legal counsel.
Yeah. He's like, Foggy will drive you around. He will cover for you when Pepper comes by, and he will also fight guys for you.
I like to imagine that Foggy in Daredevil does not exist because he was really bad.
The only thing I didn't like about him was his haircut.
I didn't like his haircut and his stupid fat face and his stupid...
What?
Chris hates fat people. You heard it here first, folks.
No.
He hates fatties.
I just didn't like his... I thought his acting was really bad. There's one thing about the Daredevil show that...
When he and Matt... argue it out like bros.
I think Lamont's gonna come down and even like that's.
I think the acting in Daredevil was pretty. It had moments of being pretty bad.
Okay,
what
about Iron Man 2?
In Iron Man 2, I thought a lot of the acting was really good.
It's tens across the board. It's a gold medal.
But there was that. But there's that one minor thing of the palladium where that has ruined.
No,
that has tainted. Much like the palladium poisons
it's
Tony, it has poisoned Chris against this movie.
I thought the script I thought the script in Iron Man 2 was bad.
You have a palladium in core in your chest, you are falling deeper and deeper into the sickness.
I thought RDJ called it in. Gwyneth Paltrow, there was one scene.
You were going to tell me about her and ScarJo, right?
Yes. I felt bad for Gwyneth Paltrow in one scene because there was one scene where they both had to walk up the stairs.
In the black dresses.
Yes.
Yes.
They walked up the stairs in the black dresses, and Gwyneth Paltrow had to walk up the stairs next to ScarJo.
Who wore it better?
And it was... I felt so bad for Gwyneth Paltrow in that scene. Because ScarJo...
Keep explaining.
Yeah, that... It just seemed like they were asking for people to make a comparison between the two of them.
Which one should Tony have chosen?
You know, if I was Tony,
yeah,
I would have gone for the ScarJo.
Okay, there's that, but also the fact,
Because Gwyneth Paltrow was completely wooden and horrible in this movie, and the script ruined her.
I can't look at Gwyneth Paltrow and forget that she has a child named Apple. Yes. And then I also know that she's a Hollywood faux intellectual, and I don't like that.
Yes. Yeah, she's a real fucking dummy.
Did you
in real
see
life.
That thing about her?
Don't vax your kids.
$29 a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is she?
She started off good with rice and beans, and then she bought like 20 limes.
Yeah, she decided that like the best way to okay, well, to have a little more backstory on that is that
good because I have no idea what's going on.
There's like this.
A widow got back. Whoa.
There was this movement for.
What is going on?
For people to only.
Where am I?
Better in the rear view, right, Chris?
For people to only spend a certain amount of money on groceries.
Oh, I remember hearing something about that, yeah.
That's the average kind of stipend you get on food stamps.
Yeah.
Per person. It's like $29 a week, I think.
Yeah. So
just
she
buy
was,
green, like 8 pounds of green beans and you'll be okay.
So she was going to spend that much and. What she did is she released like her shopping list for that.
Mm-hmm. She got like her rice, plan, beans, gluten-free corn tortillas because she's a gluten-free dummy.
Yeah.
Four limes.
A bunch of eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that wasn't bad either.
But her plan
her limes
was
are for her Cuba Libras that she was having.
Her plan was to eat breakfast burritos for every meal. Because Gwyneth Paltrow is a moron.
Yeah.
Didn't she drop like an N-bomb in one thing when she was going to go, oh, the N's in Paris, when she there's a Jay-Z song and she was at a Jay-Z concert and she tweeted like the title N's in Paris, but she didn't say N's.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like,
I think Jay-Z gave her permission though.
I don't think you should be able to be given permission.
I don't think so either, but like, I feel like if Jay-Z like, King of Rap tells you.
Yeah, but he's not like Jesse Jackson. He doesn't speak for all black people.
But anyway, back to this movie. The two of them walk up a staircase together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, Favreau is obviously setting it up as like, hey, contrast and compare.
I'm surprised that Gwyneth Paltrow didn't fly off the stairs and go shooting up into space because of the hotness and just everything that was coming off of ScarJo. Yeah,
she should have been repelled by it.
It's like she was like next to an atomic bomb and it just her shadow should be etched into the stairs.
I think the idea was it was supposed to be two like super hot ladies. Like
that's what it was going for.
In Tony Stark's life.
These are Tony Stark's, the women in his life right now.
Going up the stairs, but it was like Gwyneth Paltrow was...
If you were a woman and you heard this, wouldn't you sound like this? Does this sound like
I don't
you're
think we're going? I don't think we're going beyond what the movie was trying to tell us.
Any of these movies are going
to
try to say.
Before we go too far, Gwyneth Paltrow failed the food stamp challenge and ate a bunch of chicken and licorice.
Oh,
black licorice or red licorice?
Black licorice.
Oh, gross!
She's a disgusting pig.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Oh my
god!
Who
eats black licorice?
Losers.
Oh. No, oh, and black licorice is always the worst flavor of any assorted, like if you get assorted candies or assorted popsicles.
Yeah.
And you get the
it's
black
the
licorice
garbage.
One.
It's the garbage.
Yes.
I would like to make clear that Kevin's earlier point that people would think we are disgusting or
is accurate.
I don't think that's accurate because I think Scarlett Johansson in this movie was used purely for
to be a
delight.
Babe.
Gratuitous reasons.
Yeah. Well, now you're just playing into what Hollywood wants you to do.
Gwyneth Paltrow was not.
You cisgendered pig man.
I think
I can't believe you.
I think we're actually like quite reserved compared to how this movie treated its female characters.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Hey, okay. I'm cool with it.
I'm just saying we are, at worst,
I'll allow it.
Equal to this movie.
Judge Mills Lane, he'll allow it.
Excellent.
Yeah, they fuck up. They Rhodey and Tony Stark win because they do the same thing they did at the party.
Yeah.
Where they shoot each other, the repulsors at each other, and they blast Ivan Vanko's face completely off. Yeah,
they cross the streams.
They do cross the streams.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he dies. Does Ivan Vanko die?
I mean, they haven't brought him up since, so.
Nope, we didn't see him.
No, he does because then he self-detonates.
Oh, that's right. He becomes a bomb.
Yeah.
And
it's
then all the
like a bomb! Yeah.
And that was my, as I mentioned earlier, like, the fight with him there didn't last long enough.
No, I mean, he just showed up and he
pops up just in time to die.
Time to whip you.
Yeah. And the, like,
do
and
it
the,
all night.
And the drones,
I
like,
must whip you.
I must whip you.
The drones was good action, but it never seemed like a real threat.
No.
Like, War Machine just, like, guns them right in half.
He literally tears directly through it. Like,
that's because they all landed, they all landed and waited for the most dramatic moment to start attacking.
Yeah. It's a movie.
So, yeah.
It was in the script.
Oh, fuck you guys.
I think if he would have.
Well, what is he not?
I think if he.
This isn't fucking Citizen Kane.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was shitty. Oh, well, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
A movie with terrible acting. We've already covered Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I think he should have been Whiplash at the race. And then he, you know, the new suit he builds.
Crimson Dynamo?
Yeah, should have been like, you know, this is some other plans my dad drew up, but he never had the resources to make it. Crimson Dynamo, fucking genius of electricity. And just houses them for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, big fight.
Just like add some more. Yeah.
I thought that's kind of what they did. They just crossed the character streams of Whiplash and Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
But anyway. But
either way, you know, amazing movie. I mean, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I to criticize perfection?
That the Iron Man sequel
looking into the face of God
sucked.
And saying, hey, maybe, you know.
I liked Iron Man 3.
No,
right.
You didn't.
It was all right.
Oh, I did. Hey, are we breathing fire now?
You spit
amazing.
He's spitting out fire?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that was a good movie. We can do that next week, and I'll take you to school again.
No, we're not gonna. I don't feel like I've been taken to school. If this is how another fucking Iron Man movie's gonna go, we are not doing another.
I've been trolled for an hour.
You set this up. You wanted to do it. I said no. It was too good, and you said no. I want to do it, and we said okay.
All right.
Get ready. Get ready to be.
I hope you got your pencil pouch
and your trapper keeper because you're going to school.
Send in some recommendations for Iron Man 4 to our contest for Rogue Industries.
Yes, please.
Iron Man 4, you mean.
Quest for Peace?
Iron Man 3.
No.
No.
Recommendations for what Iron Man 4 would be.
Avengers was Iron Man 3. And then.
What was Iron Man 3?
Iron Man 4 was Iron Man 3.
Boom, he can't count.
Chris, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Gary Shandling at the end.
Oh,
Thor's hammer was in the after credit.
This movie sets up about. Gary Shandling is a Hydra agent.
Yeah.
He is Hydra.
Yes.
I will say maybe just the movie may not function 100% as a movie in and of itself, but as a peerless linchpin, you know, a serial in the ongoing saga of the Marvel Universe. It is indispensable.
It sets up a lot.
You have Gary Shandling, later turns out to be Hydra. You have S.H.I.E.L.D. You have Howard Stark, all of his stuff. Vanko shows up in Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesseract first shows up. So we, you know, before we even know about Cap.
He also pulls
out
so a weird.
Important.
He pulls out a weird, like, Cap S.H.I.E.L.D. stencil. And he says, that's just what I needed. And he
Cap S.H.I.E.L.D. prototype.
Yeah. The Avengers Initiative.
It looks like what like Cap would have carried if it was like 1994.
Yeah. There's a map in the background when he meets with Fury, and that has Wakanda on it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
T'Challa. Yeah, well, you know what?
London Bridge is falling down, Chris. What do you say to that?
I appreciate the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like, I'm as big a fan as many, not you guys, apparently.
Apparently, you're the third biggest fan in the room.
I'm a big fan.
Doug's gonna eat.
I like the Marvel Universe, but I think just taking whole movies and making them set up or references for better movies is not really a good way to go.
But that's not what this did.
Yes, it is it what told, this did. That's what you just said this movie
the,
no,
did. The critics and the box office
maybe
would
I
not
said
agree with you.
It could have been perceived that way to a lesser mind who doesn't understand.
Okay.
It was romance, it was action, and it
I
was...
I feel like one of the Billy Goats gruff because I'm just like right next to the biggest troll ever.
I actually do. I mean, I do appreciate, I really like the backstory and the setup that the Marvel Universe does in their movies. I don't like movies like Iron Man 2, Thor 2, which are
so
just
half of them,
which are just mindless setups for better movies.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch this again.
Go ahead. You knock yourself the fuck out.
I feel like he's going to knock you the fuck out if you keep it up. I feel like if there was a hell, or if he
Chris
could be tortured,
going.
Chris would go there and it would just be watching Iron Man 2 in a loop.
Yeah.
And no, just the one scene where he's just popping palladium cores out of his chest.
I would go to hell and then it would just be a bunch of movies that are setups for better movies that I'd have to watch forever.
But if without those, if there's no setup for that other movie, then you have no precedent to know what's going on. Then they'd have to spend
time. That's bullshit. Because
spend time in that movie.
Even the best Marvel movies are just quests for MacGuffins.
So what?
So they don't need these movies to set them up.
Well, then they shouldn't. Okay, so by that logic, they should never make any of these movies.
These movies,
and they should just save all that money and then just not spend the money on those movies to make more money.
They should just make good movies.
Yeah.
That have small references in them. They shouldn't make reference movies that have small plots in them.
Like, you know, there's one movie that I really hate that sucks. And it's called Pulp Fiction. And that movie has a MacGuffin in it, and that just ruined that entire movie for me, because if I don't know what's in Marcellus Wallace's suitcase, then this movie is negated, and it sucks.
That's exactly the opposite of what I just said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Nope. You said that they should stop doing MacGuffins.
I don't need to have three movies to set up the MacGuffin in Pulp Fiction to think Pulp Fiction is a good movie.
But it has a MacGuffin in and of itself, and you said that these movies should stop having MacGuffins.
I don't have a problem with the MacGuffin.
You just said you had a problem with the MacGuffin.
No, I didn't. I said that...
James.
He did say he had a problem with MacGuffins.
I said that the good Marvel... I said that the good Marvel movies MacGuffin movies.
Back it up.
Someone's backing it up.
Like the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy are both MacGuffin movies.
Yep.
But they don't require any setup for those movies to be good movies.
Well, it helps with the Avengers if you've watched all the other movies and you know what's going on.
But it doesn't matter. It's still a good movie.
It makes it better.
I don't think it does.
Well, this has been another episode of Chris is Wrong.
Tune in next week.
This has been an episode of Fuck You Guys.
You got to stop doing it because I will get up out of the chair and I will destroy you.
You will not.
I will because your hands your hands are in your pockets.
Oh. Out of my pockets. Oh, Kevin's standing up.
I am standing up because I'm going to come over and destroy you.
Come at me, bro, and I'll flip you like Gino.
We're going. Going time. Oh, fuck.
Did it break? I hope it broke.
He broke his phone.
No, my phone's good. I'm doing like one hand block. I'm like Neo over here with this shit. Such a bitch. No! Oh! I just beat him down. He's bloody in the street.
That was a horrid fight.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what?
Kicked me in the ribs.
You know what? You know what fight beats that fight? The Iron Man Anton Vanko fight.
Oh, fuck you!
It does. Yeah.
All right. So anything else? This is the loopiest shit we've ever done. this is the craziest thing.
No, I think I'm good.
All right. I'm good too.
I mean, I've said everything I have to say.
I know you have.
Oh, Thor's hammer was at the end.
Thor's hammer was at the end, and that was pretty cool.
Except that it led into Thor movies, which sucked.
I like that.
Well, I guess I know what we're doing next.
Ah, fuck you!
No, I don't want to. No more.
No, we're
no
not
more.
Doing Thor 2.
No too more of shitty. This. No more of this.
This was amazing.
I don't want to do it.
God damn it.
But yeah, so we'll be doing more movies in the future.
Of course.
Because that's the
we'll
whole thing.
We'll be vague.
We'll be vague.
Yeah.
And so for everybody, for Less Than or Sequel 2, I'm Kevin.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jim.
And this has been
a bub. Bub, bub, bub. Bub, bub, bub.
What the crap?
Bub, lash. Bub, bub.